Welcome, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, local realtor since 1988, Coldwell banker, Santa Barbara resident 1977, here on Talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, the weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly year-to-date, current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. And today, we're going to go back to 2002 year-to-date median sales price and numbers. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. You can listen to past programs, real estate information, and search MLS listings. To call today, open line Friday, even though today's not Friday. You have a real estate comment or question or a questionable comment. Call us at 564-1290. 564-1290. I always seem to run out of time on the fourth segment when we do the weekly multiple listing update. I'm going to give some of these figures now, and then if I have time, repeat them in the fourth segment. I mentioned year-to-date through, this is just MLS listings, the multiple listing service, and just single-family residences only. These are the numbers I'm looking at here. Through, call it the third week of July, the 29th week of 2006, year-to-date, median price, $1,240,000 with 477 sales, which is about 16.6 sales per week. Year-to-date, 29 weeks of 2006, $1,240,000. Compared to last year, at this time, was $1,262,000. It's a drop. But if you compare 2004, it was $1,025,000. So the appreciation rates, if you look at how we jumped into this market, let's go back to 2003, year to date, 29th week of the year. It was $823,000, 2003. 2004, it jumped to $1,025,000. That was the jump. So that's when you wanted to buy in 2003, right? Jumped to $1,025,000 on the median price. Again, reflecting that half of the properties that sold were below and half were above that number. So you could say, well, did my house go up whatever the percent is from $823,000 to $1,025,000? Maybe not. Probably not. Appreciation rates, you know, the median price rate is one thing and your individual property is another. But it's a general trend of what's selling. So that's the numbers. Just start with 2003 in your head, $823,000 median price year to date through mid-July. 2004 jumped to $1,025,000. 2005 jumped to $1,262,000. And then 2006 settled back down at $1,240,000. Now, just to look at the numbers, I mentioned we averaged about 16.6 sales per week 2006 here. Through mid-July. In 05, we were almost at 21 per week. Okay, so we're down 4.5 sales per week. Fewer sales. We had 607 sales in 2005 year-to-date mid-July. In 2004, we had 679 sales. So 2005 was actually a drop from 2004. Again, these are not full year numbers. This is just through the 29 weeks. And 2003 was 595 sales. So that was even fewer. But nowhere near as few as we have in 2006, 477 sales through the first 29 weeks of the year, 2006. 477 sales is a big drop from the low of 595 sales in 2003. Okay, we'll try to, again, the full weekly multiple listing update will be in the fourth segment. I was on Caravan, Agent Caravan, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday is the southern end, Carpinteria, Montecito. Thursday, Santa Barbara. Friday, Goleta. And up in a house a couple of weeks ago on the Riviera, on Paterna, built in 1913. And we had talked about this when Mary Louise Days was on the Walking Talking Encyclopedia, and she explained this, and we had this story about the trolley. And but when I was up there looking at the house, and it was a very neat house, it had a circular drive that's, I think, Steve Martin. What's that guy's name? The deadpan comedian. Every Joe, he never cracks a smile. He's got real long, frizzy hair. Steve something. And he had a joke about a circular drive. How do you get out? Was his joke. Actually, more of a C drive, I guess it is. And this one was unusual. I've seen it, I think, once or twice before, but very unusual, where the circular drive didn't come up to the house in the front. It went behind the house. So very unusual. And up on the upside of Paterna, for those of you who don't know, it's up near the El Encanto, the Santa Barbara Riviera, hillside, difficult to get, you know, a ton of flat land in one spot. And so the walk up from the street, the parcel is in the house is quite elevated on the upside of the hill of the street. And so nice that you can drive your car all the way to the back of your house, unload groceries, go into a garage, and then come back down. So this house in particular, the one on Paterna that's on the market, I'm sorry, I can't remember the price. But I would say somewhere between $2 and $4 million. Built in 1913, was built by the man who developed and bought, I guess he bought the land on the Riviera for pennies and developed and wanted to build houses up there. And at the time, back in 1913, this was the first house, there was nothing. I mean, everything was clustered down near downtown. So he had to, this is where the genesis of the trolley came to be. And even back then, we have jokes today about developers and the city making them put in a traffic light 4.5 miles away and paint some crosswalks. Well, back then they did the same thing, and they made this guy put in a trolley. And in retrospect, it was a good thing. And then he developed these homes. So that home is still on the market, I believe, and a real piece of history and a real piece of work. It has a garage. A studio type thing over the garage, so you get even more steps after you hike up, and very, very, very nice house, but not as nice as the house I went to in on the Riviera on El Encanto Road. I didn't even know there was an El Encanto Road. I know that there was an El Encanto Hotel, and I think it's below the hotel. As you're going up, you pass Paterna on the right, you take Lassen. There's a Lassen in Goleta, and then there's a Lassen, I guess it is. I can never pronounce that properly, but I still find it. And there's a four-way stop sign on APS. See, I think it might be the only four-way stop sign, and that's Lassen. And you go up there, and you wind around, and you jog right, and at the T, and on the left there is El Encanto Road. So there's a new listing out there, and that is just under $5 million. I think it's $4,985,000 or something, and that is impressive. That is 1.97 acres or 1.79 acres, flat land, a guest house. And the guest house doesn't even appear to be a guest house. It's just completely separate. The main house, it's one of those types of structures. This was built in the 1920s. Don't have the exact date here. It's Spanish style, and you walk in what you think is you're entering the front door, and you open up, and you're not in the house at all, but you're in a huge walled patio with the house veering to your right, where you can enter to a wing that might have been added, and then straight ahead is the front entrance, and off to the left there are doors heading into the maid's wing where you can get in. But it's always a shock when you open up a door, you think you're walking into the house, and you're in this huge patio. Very, I just fell in love with this house. And people were talking about how it needs, you know, a tremendous amount of updating and upgrading. It's very original. But, you know, I'd be happy to live in it just the way it is. Couple of neat features. It has this tower room that appeared originally to have been outdoors because of looking at the flooring and the drain. It looked like it was just an open tower, and then they walled it off. But the neat part about it was how you got there. I don't know if you're familiar with what's known as ship's ladders, but it's the attic access ladders where you kind of drop down, and I can't recommend those enough. They are just you're just inventing and commandeering real estate up in your attic. Even if you can't stand up, you put down some flooring and some lighting, maybe end up putting your furnace up there where you score more real estate. It's a way to, it's absolutely the way to go. It's what I did in my house. So this must have been one of the first ship's ladders, because the design on it was, it didn't collapse like today's. They're hinged. It's one long ladder, and what it does is it's on a like a cable system and a rail. So when you pull it down from the ceiling, half of it is up in the attic, sticking up in the attic, and you have to slide it down. So it just kind of hinges down and then slides down. And it had a railing on it. It was more like a staircase. It was very impressive. So I was really, really appreciated the tower. I had a really neat library, with a little secret I won't tell you about. And then, so then I'm walking down towards the kitchen and in the kitchen area, and the kitchen's not, it had some kind of wood countertop. It was fine with me. It wasn't original, like some great little tile or something that was, not there. But I walk around the corner and there's a basement, and I love basements. I grew up in New York. I love basements. And I walk down. I go, wow, this is impressive. This is, the ceilings are as tall as any house. And the laundry room looks like a laundry room that you'd find for an apartment building. I mean, it's a huge room. It's 20 by, you know, 20 or 20 by 15. And then there's some furnaces and all this. And there's like two giant rooms. You know, you expect to see a little pit. So I'm getting ready to leave, and I look down a hallway, and it's kind of dark. A little darkened. And I thought, well, I just walk down here. I walk down and turn around to the right, and there is a hallway that's 60, 70 feet long. And I walk down there, and there's rooms. The basement is 2,400 square feet. You'd be lucky if you live in a house that's 1,500 square feet. That's all you need. This 2,400 square foot basement. And a couple of the rooms were drywalled, and by this time you were down below, since it was kind of built on the hill. So now you're on ground level with the backyard and side yard. And so there were doors and everything. I mean, it was just so much you can do. I just had a ball. It reminded me very much of my apartment in New York that I grew up in, that was built in 1924, that had many vintage, you know, the old cut glass kind of door handles and picture molding. That, of course, was so out of vogue, and hardwood floors that were so out of vogue. Of course, we had them carpeted. Never saw the hardwood floors, except in the closet. But the picture molding was so out of vogue as well. And picture molding, for those of you who don't know, versus crown molding, it's just recessed down from the ceiling a bit, maybe a half inch or so. So in the old days, you see on old pictures, they have pictures not hung on the wall, but they're actually on some kind of cord with hooks hanging from the little ledge that's created by this picture molding that's going around the entire wall around you, near your ceiling. So I remember the day when we had that filled in with little, you know, half-inch by half-inch wood by the super, and because we had some cracks in the ceiling, they put up these wonderful tiles, the acoustic tiles. That was the big upgrade. What a shame. I'll tell you more about the New York basement, what a trip it was to get to the laundry room, perhaps in the next segment. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back. But you can call us at 564-1290, 564-1290.